All right, well, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It's so good to have you here with me this afternoon to get into God's Word. We are at Proverbs chapter 27, the first 7 verses. Let's go ahead and have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for what a wonderful blessing it is to serve you, our great King, our Lord, and our Savior. We pray that as we read your word, that you would bless us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go, Proverbs chapter 27, the first 7 verses. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Now, ain't that some truth right there? You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so don't boast about it. Oh, I'm going to do such and such. I'm going to do, no. What does the book of James tell us? If the Lord wills, tomorrow I'll go and do such and such a thing. We just don't know. Today, tomorrow's not guaranteed. All we have is today. Today has enough problems to worry about of its own. Verse 2. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. Don't be puffed up with pride. Don't talk about yourself. Don't build yourself up. No. Let someone else do that. How about you build other people's up with your words? That's what Ephesians chapter 4 says. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that what is good for building others up, that you might impart grace to those who hear. How about we use our mouths to build others up instead of ourselves? Verse 3, a stone is heavy and sand is weighty. Okay, true statement. What's the moral purpose behind this? But a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. You can go out and you can pick up a huge stone. You can go out and you can fill a bag full of sand and you can put it on your shoulder and carry it. You want to know what's harder to bear? A fool's wrath. Somebody who is just angry and mad and they're just, argh! It's harder to live with an angry spouse than it is to carry a ton of bricks. It's easier to walk through life with a whole lot of heavy weights on your shoulders than it is a whole lot of angry wrath poured on your soul by someone else. Verse 4. Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Now, jealousy has got a bad rap. In our society, we think of sinful jealousy. We think of somebody being jealous for something that's not rightfully theirs. But jealousy isn't always wrong. We know that our God is a jealous God. He is jealous for his own glory. A spouse who desires her husband's affection is righteous. But there's also a sinful jealousy. And this, what is this saying? Is it's saying, wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? If you are going after somebody else's spouse, you better watch out, because a jealous spouse is one who's given over towards doing all they can to regain their loved one. Verse 5, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Go ahead and talk to someone about that sin in their life with love. It's better to actually show them biblical love and to bring them God's word and say, there's something better for you. There's something better for you today. And you know what? Maybe you're one of those people, you don't like to express love towards others. Let me give you a challenge today. Who can you love and not have a concealed love for them? Who in your life can you show love? By this you will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for the other. Who's someone that you can give a word of encouragement to today? I got off the phone earlier with a man who brought me to tears by just encouraging me with his prayers. Who's that person you could call? Who's that person you can give a gift to? Who's that person you can unexpectedly stop by and just enjoy time with them? Who can you show love to? Verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I have friends in my life who are able to tell me hard things. I remember one of my best friends, Micah. He was my pastor out in Pennsylvania for a long time. I remember it was after prayer night one night, and I was really torn up about some stuff and really way too busy in my life. And I was newly married, and Micah sat me down in the auditorium, and he was on the stage there, and I was in the front pew, and he looked at me in the eyes, And as a friend could only say, he looked at me and said, "Why are you being an idiot?" What he was trying to get across to me was, stop trying to do everything. Go home and love your wife. You don't need to be involved in all this stuff. You need to go home and you just need to enjoy some time with Olivia. You need to get your priorities straight. And so he wounded me in my heart, and it was a good wound. It was a wound like a surgeon. But you know what's not very helpful? And it was a deeper wound. When an enemy acts like they love you and they betray you, like Judas kissing Jesus. Somebody who acts like they're a friend to your face, but in all reality is ready to stab you in the back. Verse 7. A satisfied soul loathes honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. If you are full, you won't even want honey. It's just, I'm just full. It's like Thanksgiving dinner, you know, after all the fixings and after all the turkey and after all the desserts and after all the stuff, you're just like, oh, I can't eat another bite. But to the person who's hungry, to the person who's poor, to the person who doesn't have, even the bitter things are sweet to them. Well, why don't we go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. God, we pray that we would hunger and thirst after righteousness. And even when you give us the bitter things that we must taste and eat, to be corrected by a friend, to take the wound of one who loves us, Lord, we thank you that it is sweet to our souls, that even when your word corrects us, we know that you love us. Lord, we pray that you would care for us this day. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus and follow after you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, may you always hunger and thirst for righteousness. May you find your soul satisfied with the sweetness of the gospel. And may you have a great day today. May you walk in peace. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.